Yehuda. So Mar says Mechlala comes out from this. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Mashma, that Rebbe said he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words in this case. But Mashma is only what Rebbe holds. But Mashma Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Kiniya Metchila V'Yatzeif V'Chisa Metchila V'Yatzeif also. But Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, no, there's no difference. Even if you start to stir up the pot as soon as the milk fell in, or even if you cover it up as soon as it fell in, also the piece of meat becomes also. It is only Rebbe that says, Niran, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Mashma Rabbi Yehuda himself says it all over. I just like him in this case. The question is why? Am I? What would be the Shang Rabbi Yehuda then? Am I? Holei bola klal. That if as soon as the milk falls on one piece of meat, right away you stir up the pot, so even that piece of meat did not get the time of the milk. So why is that piece of meat also? The Mara says, holei bola klal. So Mara says like this, you'd write. Aimer rather says this. Machlek is like this. Aimer leinir yofa yofa. Oh no, it could be as hell than Rabbi Yehuda. Aimer Rabbi Yehuda is chesh and says, maybe leinir yofa yofa, you did not store it up well. Leinir yofa yofa, you did not cover it well either. So that's the Machlekes. Rashi says, Shema ubola vechakach pola kishinub saif vahog zero leisavola Rebbe kavosa. And there's really Rabbi Yehuda's machme as a gzera. That even though you stir it up right away, Rabbi Yehuda's machme, maybe you didn't do a good job. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you stir it up and cover it right away, still it's also, maybe you didn't do a good job right away, the time of the milk went into one piece of meat first. So this gzera Rebbe doesn't hold from. But Rebbe does agree with Rabbi Yehuda, in the case we did not stir it up at the beginning. So the milk went into one piece of meat, that piece of meat was nasma velo, even though later you stir it up, it was already nasma velo and everything becomes also. That's the machlokes. The Rebbe agrees to Rabbi Yehuda's gzera. No, he argues on his gzera. Amama, what we just say before, the divya chomo da chomim, when is Rebbe like a chomim? Kishenir, when you did shake it up right away, v'chisa, and you covered it. Mrs. Again, my niya, my kisa, what do you mean you stirred it up and you covered it? You learn if you want to tell me niya b'saif, you only stir it up at the end. But you did not stir it up at the beginning. And the same thing, the kisa b'saif, you only covered the pot at the end. And you did not cover it at the beginning when the milk first fell on one piece of meat. At that time it was not stirring, it was not covered. And so what is Rebbe like a chomin? Harmit, you just got finished saying, Nir and Divri Rebbe Yehuda. There's no Rebbe likes Rebbe Yehuda's words in this case. So what do you mean to say you like the words of the Rechachamim? Elad must be the Chachamim to say like this. Elad niyem etchil v'atzoif. That you were shaking it up from the beginning until the end. The key source, he covered the part with chil v'atzoif from the beginning until the end. If so, Rebbe's saying he likes the Chachamim this way. Nechlau is the proof then, the Rabbonim themselves, they really hold niyem b'atzoif lo niyem b'tchila. Even if you only stirred it up at the end, and at the beginning you did not stir it up at all, or else kisa b'saif, you only covered the pot at the end, and v'lo kisa b'chil, you did not cover it at the beginning at all, muta. That'll be pshat nechomim. They themselves hold, even though you did not stir it at the beginning, as long as you stir it up at the end, it becomes muta. So Alma, what do we see? What the chom alone hold? Alma, we see k'savri, they hold efsh l'sech te muta. That since it's possible for you to squeeze out to get the time of the milk out of this piece of meat, so the meat becomes mutter itself also, and the chum do not hold for nasa nevela. So even though at the beginning the milk went into one piece of meat, because then you didn't stir it up, you didn't cover it, but later when you stir it up, and the time of the milk gets dispersed all over in the pot, and there's shishim against it, so everything becomes mutter, and the chum hold, eshto sotri, you can squeeze out, get the time out, you do not say it's nasa nevela, it rather becomes mutter. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Oh, malei ravach and medif for Ravina. Ravach, this is Ravina. Mimai, who told you? Did the yesh l'sef, the three of the machlokes is, whether you could squeeze out the issa, whether it becomes mutter or not, there will maybe no esh l'sef divriyakalos. Maybe everybody agrees it's nasa's nevelo. Once the time of the milk goes into one piece of meat, that piece of meat is nasa's nevelo. It doesn't become mutter anymore. But you know what the machlokes maybe over here is, Bemin beminikum, maybe that's the machlokes. Bemin beminai. For Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his time. Zenech nami, his first piece of meat became muscle. But the shalom is later when you stir them up, the time of the meat even becomes bottle in the other pieces. There are 60 times against that piece of meat. So shalom is min bemina bottle or not. So Rabbi Yehuda goes l'taimei according to his own reasoning, the yom that he always holds, min bemina le bottle. Even though it's one piece of meat, there's 100 times against it. So what? since it's min de mino, they're all the same min of meat, remains also. And Rabbanu Tamayu, go according to the time, Rabbanu Tamayu, the arm of the day says this, min de mino bottle, Rabbanu also hold min de mino is bottle. So therefore maybe that's the machlekes over here. Someone says, no, that's not the pshat. Hi, my, how could you say that? Because it's like this, rather. Iyarmit pishtam, you could tell me it's good, the rabbonin. Ben min biminoi, hochok rebu disrilei. Tell me the rabbonin sheet that really over here also holds that min bimini is not bottle. Now, the whole machloek is of the yeshlis, sech the pligi. Whether if the first piece of meat could become mutter or not when you cook it up and get the tam of the milk out of it. So, hainu the kama rebbe, it's good that rebbe said, Niren div rebu de beho, div echom beho. It's good that rebbe says, I like rebu de when it was not covered up right away, and I like the chum when it was covered up right away. But Ella, but you can tell me Yamid Efshla Sarfa Divri Hakalosa, that everybody agrees it was not Navela, that the first piece of it becomes also remains also. And it's only Machoika, so we have Minas Bodla not, Vocha the Mindamina Kamitlagi, Hai Nirun Divri Abihuda, Vie Nirun Miboile. He just should have said he likes the words of Abihuda that Mindamina is bottle, or he doesn't like the words of Abihuda. Like, what does that have to do with when it got cooked up, when you stirred it up? If everybody agrees, Eshto Sechti is also, so then that's not the Machlekes over there. The only Machlekes is the Min Bemini also a Muta. She should have said like that. I like the words of you, the Min Bemini is also, and according to Chomu, it's not also. The Summa Mini, you have nothing else to say. This really is a good proof. Trash yourself like this. Eliyamit Eshto Sechti, Rabbonim Nam Yosef, Adik Shor Rabbonim, Bemini of the Chid, Bemini of the Seif. Asharu hu the kasharoni matter the other one, the shemim minis bottle. And ashati think the ktan echticha koi, hechi motzreb le misne nir and divre chomim. Bishanir, for aboranami asri lolachatichan. According to this pshat, the first piece of meat always remains also. Because it was not from the vela. It's only ishal if the other piece to become also or not. Bishamala nir yofi yofi, every minute all the time knowing, tater bishanir machal deshoi apra kamaisa. And Rebbe says, no, he owes the Chom Shita, they mixed it up, even the first piece would become Mutzah. So kids, that's Mashma, it's not a Machlekes, where the Min B'mini is bottle or not, but it's a Machlekes, you say, actually, especially is Mutzah or not, even that first piece of meat. According to Chomim, where you stir it up right away, or even later, if you say, oh, hold actually, especially is Mutzah, so it becomes Mutzah. So it's more Mustabah, let's talk about Machlekes. The Machlekes over here is actually especially Mutzah or us. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that kuf test on Ralph on the bottom by the Mishnah. Yeah, by the Mishnah. It says hakechal. Hakechal, that's like the odor of a behemoth. So, koreya umoitzies cholboy. You have to cut it open, lechitchila, and take out its milk, like the odors there, the milk, that come out of the from the animal. Talking about a behemoth, you made a good shechita, and now you want to cook up the meat. So you have the kachal, that's the udders of the behemoth. So you want to cook it up. So lechitchila, you have to first cut it, slice it, to make sure if any milk is still left inside it, should drip out. What happened though, loy koreya, let's say you did not cut it up first, before you cooked it up. And you cooked it up the way it was, so still the din is, ain't no overlap, you're not over this, so boss of the cholof. So Rashi says, I don't mean Allah chilos, if you eat the others now, lukais, and v'loya bishul, you're not chayef for bishul, bos v'cholav either. Why? The lab cholav mikri. It's not called milk. The milk that's still left in the animal that did not come out from its others, that's not called milk. The more will explain, Rashi says, whether it's an yisad rabbonin still or not. Yeah. Now, what's going to be the Mishnah says, halev, what about if you want to eat the heart of an animal? After the shechita, now you want to cook up the lave, the heart. So also, the chitil is supposed to be as karei, you have to cut the heart, because there's a lot of blood there, so you have to make sure you get all the blood out. Or meitzi is dummy. Make sure all the blood comes out. What's going to be like kareyu? Let's say you did not cut the heart up, so still the Mishnah says, ain't no over love. You're not over the yisri, you don't get malchus reading the blood like in the heart. So Rashi says the pshat here is, you're not chayef chorus. Masech the Chris Rashi says, Mukum, we're talking about belay the heart of a bird. Because in the heart of a bird, there's not a kezayis of dam. Rashi learned of a behema, chayef chorus. But if you'll eat the heart of an animal without first cutting it up to get the blood out, And if you cook it the way it is now, Rashi learns you get malchus for it. That's Rashi Shita. Toises learns not like that. Toises learns that we always hold that dam shebishloi. Anytime you cook up the meat or cook up the blood, it's not osim midiraiser anymore. We hold then it's only osim midirabonim. That's Toises kasha. Toises says that will behave mechayv koros. That's Toises says the b'chol din you katoni matnis and dein oivel of dein chay dein mevushel. So. Alright, Toises argues in Rashi. You'll see in the Gemara. Alright, Rashi just speak out though that even though you cooked up the lave without taking out its blood, so the meat itself does not become osa. So Rashi says because the meat, the flesh of the lave is ishi, is very smooth, and therefore the blood does not go inside. It's not belay. It doesn't get any dam, any blood. The tam does not go into the heart. That's Rashi Shita. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omer Rabbi.